The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this bright and early Sunday morning. And later on, we're going to give you an opportunity to get a book for free. So the early bird gets the worm. And guys, you're up early this morning. Hope you have the coffee brewing, the tea going, eggs, toast, all that good stuff. Today's topic, tracking the markets. And there's a lot to be tracking these days. A lot of things going on, a lot of headlines. And so we're going to go through with you everything that's happening in the headlines, what I think maybe happening. I also am going to kind of describe to you what's really most important to the market, give you some strategy, and hopefully make you a better investor. So today's topic, tracking the markets. I'll be with you here to 6:30 at GPS Your Finances. Let's just jump right in. Look at the headlines this week. The G7 happening right now. Again, a lot of talk about trade. This has definitely been very bumpy. You know, the president has said, you know, for a lot of years, you know, China is an example. We have a $300 to $400 billion. You know, add the zeros, add the commas, $300 billion to $400 billion trade deficit with China, and you think that's not fair? And he's been fighting for that, and some areas that's been helping. It looks like some of the imports from China will now include U.S. Now think about it, U.S. companies. Right here in the U.S., I think our population is about 325 million, 330 million. Well, for China, their population is, well, let's see, add a billion on top of that, a billion. So 1.3 to 1.4 billion people live in China. U.S. companies would love to get into that market in a deeper way. So that's what the president's working on. Of course, a lot of bumps and bruises we're having with our neighbors, with Canada and Mexico. And of course, we'll see what happens out of all this. And then we have the North Korea summit coming up. Iran and Italy at the moment, the two eyes are kind of off the headlines. They're kind of back burner for the moment. Italy, of course, with a new political regime. Will they stay in the euro? Most likely they will, at least what the polls are showing. But you can see there's a lot of headlines. But as investors, I don't want you to always get caught up in the headlines. I want you to read them because you want to stay current. I get it. But be careful about making investments based on what's happening because they'll spook you. And I have to remind investors that anytime if you go, you know, find an old newspaper, and then again, you can walk in my garage and find a newspaper that's 2 years old or 5 years old, and you pick it up, and guess what? It doesn't say everything's rosy, everything's perfect to invest, everything's wonderful. What are the headlines back then, 2 years ago or 5 years ago? Or if we do like Jacob Marley, you know, take it to the past, take it to the present, take it to the future. Well, what do you think the future headlines are going to be? There's always going to be noise. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be issues going on. But as investors, we have to kind of sort through and see what's important to us and what's not. I say the biggest test for the markets has to do with companies' earnings. Are they in good environment? Is the economy strong enough to withstand good corporate earnings? At the moment, yes. I mean, that's a big box. Actually, one of the best corporate earnings period we had for the first quarter, which ended some time ago, very strong for companies. Of course, they have a tax windfall to help. Courtesy of the president and the administration. And with that, these companies are buying back stock. By the way, the stock buyback program for 2018, for the remainder of the year, is something like $650 billion of committed money by companies buying back their own stock. That shows a lot of confidence. It shows companies have a lot of money. So while real estate, they talk about location, location, location. When it comes to what's happening here in the markets, think about earnings, earnings, earnings. Now, if you think about what's happening around the world, we have to apply whether this will impact earnings. So, of course, trade will definitely impact earnings. That's why we've seen a yo-yo with companies like Caterpillar and Boeing specifically. Those Dow Jones components really have a lot to gain by getting to Chinese markets. And they also have a lot to lose should tariff wars or tariff tensions ensue to something more than that. So, you know, they have been a proxy. I kind of put them on a little monitor And no matter what's going on in the world, in the headlines, you know, I watch those two companies. And they kind of tell me quite a bit what's happening. Right now, Boeing is in an uptrend at the moment. Caterpillar is in an uptrend at the moment. While there's a lot of noise, it seems like these companies and what's happening with China is more for the positive. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Got the toast going, got the eggs going, or maybe you're driving the car, two hands on a wheel. We're tracking the markets today. That's today's topic for GPS Your Finances, tracking the markets. We talked about the headlines a little bit. I don't want to get so detailed in the headlines, but I do want to say the headlines are important, but some headlines have something to do with earnings for companies, and that will be impactful. And then there are other kind of things out there that have nothing to do with corporate earnings. They're, you know, for at least in the market sense, they're noise. Again, I'm sure they're very important to you and important to other people, but for our conversation, what's real, what's not real. Now, we do know over time the market historically has done better than bonds and cash. Historically, the market, let's say the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, has probably averaged about 7% over like 70, 80, 90 years. The only problem with that is that we never get it cleanly, right? We don't get 7, then 7%, then 7%. What we get up 19%, down 12, up 17, up, you know, so it may still average 7 over time. And I can't say going forward that's going to be the case either, but my point is, if historically we're averaging that, the longer time you have, the better off you are to invest in stocks. At least that's what the history has told us. And I think about Albert Einstein. Pretty smart guy, probably one of the smartest guys to walk the planet. I've said this enough times here on this program, but it's so true. One of the smartest guys to walk the planet, Albert Einstein, he said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. Yes, he didn't talk about theory, relativity, or he said compound interest because, you know, if you get your 4% and 8% and 5s and 7s and they compound and stack on top of each other, it really makes a big difference. And for those people who, let's say, have $500,000 in a 401k plan or $1 million, it didn't come overnight. You know, it's like anything else. If you try to exercise, you don't go to gym one time and try to lose 15 pounds. You have to go for some time. You have to change your diet. Same thing with investing. It's not just a one-time thing. And the reason why I say about someone who has $500,000 or $1 million, some of those people started when they're in their 20s or 30s, when they had that compounding effect, the compounding effect that Albert Einstein spoke about. So when you think about investing, the longer term you have, I know it's obvious, but that, you know, that gets us to closer to mean returns, or what they call the average returns, the longer that you're invested. Then we have to take a look at what's happening in this market. I call it a two-tiered market. We have growth stocks. We've seen those like Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, you know, throws, NVIDIA, all these type of companies that are really growing their sales. And then we have these so-called value companies, which we grew up on, and Pepsi and Coke and AT&T and General Electric, which are doing very poorly. And right after this break, we're going to talk more about growth versus value and which way maybe you should be heading as an investor. We'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, tracking the markets. And you just heard from our buddy, Mike Bennett of WHUD, talking about my free book, Yes Free, F-R-E-E, like a little cheerily, for the first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. So we think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday. Sometimes we cover taxes, retirement, the markets like we're doing today. All that is baked right in that book for you. So 845 845- 371-0101. If you check on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you'll find my book for $17.99, but free right here, first 20 calls. The early bird gets the worm. So 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we spoke about growth stocks, growth stock funds, and value stock or value funds. So what's the difference? So growth companies are those companies who grow their top line. Think of companies like Netflix that continue to grow. Again, they're very expensive, and you're paying for that growth. So in a good market, these are the go-to names. Typically, we've been hearing these FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. These are the FANG stocks that have done very, very well. Now, should the market have a correction or the market should have a drawdown, these are probably the ones that can get hit pretty hard. However, some investors like to invest by values. Think of like Warren Buffett, trying to buy stocks that are cheap, that are undervalued. Now, this year, 2018, I see the kind of year of the haves and the have-nots. The haves, we just mentioned, all the technology stocks, the FANG names and more. And the have-nots have been kind of these old line companies we've known for many, many years, like General Electric, AT&T, Coke, Pepsi. Many of these companies are down 15 to 20% year to date. So a value investor saying, huh, I smell value here. These stocks are cheap. They've been thrown out with the baby, the bathwater, and you're going to buy them. But again, sometimes for value investors, though, it takes a lot longer. It takes a lot longer to turn around, and some people get frustrated that they don't make the turnaround. So these are different styles of investing. You should really consider what type of style you like, have a kind of opinion about that. Now, for me, my style happens to be I enjoy technology. I use technology. I understand technology, at least for the most part. And then doing so, I definitely like to invest more towards growth, more towards technology, understanding that there are some companies that are very valuable and cheap, the value style of investing, but some of these stocks have not made a turnaround. General Electric is kind of the poster child for that. So I say that to you because when you pick out your choices in your retirement account, the 401ks and 403bs and so forth, you have different choices. And I think most people hit all the different boxes because that's been told to diversify. That may or may not be true. Depends on your situation. If you're 25 years old and you're going to retire for 40 years, I'm not sure if you want to check all the boxes that say bonds or some other. And lately, I happen to be of the opinion I like domestic, that is U.S. I don't necessarily like international. Why international may give you higher returns, could also give you bigger headaches or higher volatility and sometimes more of a drawdown when we have these corrections. So I want you to understand, right before the break, we spoke about growth versus value and why I'm kind of hitting a little bit harder now, because I really want you to understand, for you to take a look at what style fits you the best. Are you a it could also be a combination. You could be a hybrid. Some growth, some value. A lot of people do that way. Some people who are really looking for more aggressive gains find themselves in growth. And again, when things are going well, they're going very well. When the things are going bad for growth, well, conversely, goes the other way. And also, the value stocks, as I mentioned, again, I gave an example of some, but you'll find other type of companies. Pharmaceuticals typically fit into the value kind of area. But you have to see what is right for you as an investor. What is, something that you're more comfortable with, the growth or the value? Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Tracking the markets is today's topic. And of course, we think about all the different things that are happening in this world. The headlines are really crazy. G7 meetings, people coming and going, words being said, tweets being done. At the end of the day, I remind you that the biggest key for the markets is individual companies and how can they do well in an environment like this? What can they do to do really, really well? Can they exist? Can they take on more market share? Can they get new customers, have new products? This economy right now is actually a decent economy, if not a good economy, for companies to have decent earnings, or at least good earnings for that matter too. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us right here every Sunday. But I also want to remind your listeners that Monday through Friday, we have the WHUD Hudson Valley Index and Market Report. I give it every Monday through Friday at 8:25 a.m. or thereabouts, right after the traffic. And then at 5:15 on the way home, my colleague Bill Kugel also gives you the Market Report. So we're here Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 on the drive time back. We're here Sunday morning hosting GPS for Your Finances, and we get a break on Saturday. But I'm so glad you're joining us this morning. Now, there's also a lot of questions about how to protect your downside when it comes to stocks or stock market. market investing. I use stop loss orders. I'll tell you the advantages of stop loss orders, the disadvantages, but first let me tell you how they work. So stop loss order is almost like a circuit breaker. Let's say you buy a stock at 40 and you can put a stop loss, let's say at $38 a share. And so if it goes below $40 and hits 38, boom, right then it becomes a market order and you are sold. Now, the advantage of that is that it gives you a sell discipline. I think most investors are very good at buying things. You know, they hear something from cable TV, perhaps the radio, maybe a magazine they picked up, maybe Uncle Joe. So they have a collection of all these different investments, maybe not have an overall strategy, but that's for a different topic. But they don't have a sell discipline. So they're really good at buying different things, but when do you sell? So a stop loss order at least gives you a discipline. Say, okay, you know what? I bought a stock at 40. I have a stop loss at 38. That represents a 5% decline. If it goes down more than 5%, I'm out. So remember, one of the biggest goals of a stock or stock investing is keep your winners and your losers cut quickly. You know, there are other times, though, you buy a stock at 40, as an example. You put a stop loss at 38. You have a couple of bad days. You get stopped out, sold at 38. And 2 days later, stock could be 42. Again, sometimes we have to deal with that. Sometimes with a stop loss order, let's say 1,000 shares, you don't have to use all 1,000 shares. You can use 300 shares or 500 shares. But a stop loss order does give you a discipline and gives you a chance to have a circuit breaker. And right after this break, we're going to talk more about stop loss orders. We're also going to talk about whether you should have individual stocks or basket of mutual funds or exchange traded funds, and also how to select stocks. So we have a lot coming up right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, tracking the markets. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad to joining us this early, bright Sunday morning. Now, you just heard from a good friend, Mike Bennett, offering my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, at 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. 0101. Now, we think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday here. Sometimes we cover retirement, taxes, today's the markets, all right there in that book for you. So 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but again, you're the early bird and you get the worm. So it's 845-371-0101. Now, right before the break, I was mentioning about stop loss orders as a way to give yourself some discipline. Most people, when they invest in stocks, they're very good at buying the stocks. You know, they get it from a periodical they read. Maybe Uncle Joe gives them an idea. You know, who knows? It comes from different sources. But the thing is, we don't know when to sell it. And so one of the things I think I like is a stop loss order. We gave the example of $40 a share. You could tell your broker or advisor, put a stop loss in at 38. If it goes below there, that's it. You're stopped out. You lost some money. However, you know, think about the other way. You start with the stock at 40. You have a stop at 38. And what they call a trailing stop loss. So what does that mean? So now the stock goes from 40 to 45. You can increase now your stop loss to 40. So now it's break even. You bought it at 40. Now it's up to 45. You change your stop loss order up to 40. Hope you're following me. And now here you go. You got a little buffer there. Now the stock goes to 48. You raise your stop to 44, so forth and so on. And then eventually maybe one day get stopped out of it. So the key is, when it comes to investing, is trying to keep your winners as long as you can and cut your losses quickly. I do find over time doing this, what, 29 years, most investors, they make a little gain on the stock, make 3-4 points, they sell, and they buy a stock at 20 and went down to 15. Well, I'm not going to sell at 15. It goes down to 12. I'm not going to sell at 12. It goes down to 10. I'm not going to. And next thing you know, you take a small loss into a big loss. I find that happens a lot. So consider using a stop loss order. Again, they're not perfect. There's some days we have a really bad day in the market. You may get stopped out, and 2 days later, you get a big rally of some good news, and you're not in that stock anymore. I understand that can happen, but to give you a discipline, I think it makes sense. And also the trailing stop component of it, meaning you start off with an initial stop loss order. If the stock rises, you can increase your stop loss order and give yourself a chance to make money and lock in some profits. So we're thinking about individual stocks versus mutual funds and exchange traded funds. It really depends. For some people, for many years, they like individual stocks, then only what they call package. You know, if you don't really have a lot of time, or you don't have a great inclination, or you're really not so skilled in this, generally speaking, you do want to give your money to professional money managers, and that's all they do. They have all the MBAs and MSs and PhDs and a lot of smart people out there in the financial community. And so investing through mutual funds and ETF, I would say, is probably the best approach for most of the retail investors. Again, unless you have an inclination for it, unless you have a skill, unless there's, you know, and also there's a hybrid also. I've seen people we work with who have some mutual funds, have some exchange-traded funds, but they love a couple of stocks. You know, they really, really love a couple of stocks that their father had at some point, or they just read about it. They really get excited about, let's say, new technology, and that's fine also. Just make sure that anytime you speculate or you do something that's really kind of aggressive, make sure it's really no more than 5 or 10% of your portfolio. You really don't want to go in there and say, okay, my portfolio is $100,000. I'm put $80,000 all on the number red or letter red, color red. Got it right. Okay. I put all $80,000 of $100,000 into one stock. That doesn't make a lot of sense. If you can trade individual stocks or buy individual stocks, make sure it's proportionate to the overall investments that you have. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Today's topic, tracking the markets. And early on, we talked about a lot of headlines that are kind of swirling around, and some of them are like the boomerang story, like Italy, you know, the bad debt and so forth. That keeps coming back. Every couple of years, the story keeps coming back. And then, of course, we have North Korea and the summit coming up. We have Italy. I'm sorry, we did Italy. We also have China trade. Gosh, we have Mexico trade, Canada trade. It looks like if you look at a globe, probably every part of that globe is lit up with some type of activity. And don't forget Iran. But I remind you that while we do have a lot of, let's say, weird headlines and not so pretty headlines, that we've lived through a lot of bad headlines over the course of many years. And also to remind you that what we really try to look at is those headlines that will impact companies' earnings. Some of those headlines I mentioned at the moment do not have any proponent of that, of how stocks will perform or how companies will have their revenue. Some of them directly, especially trade wars or trade talks or trade tariffs, definitely have quite a bit of a way to impact companies here in the U.S. And that's why you see companies like Boeing and Caterpillar go up with better news about tariffs. And you see them drop sharply when we have some disputes or what may seem to be a full-out trade war. So, you know, we're watching that very closely. But when we look at the headlines, always let's use that test. Will it impact corporate earnings? If it's yes, then okay, let's watch it closer. If no, then again, right now it's noise, at least as far as the market's concerned. And then we said, remember, when it comes to investing for companies, it's really about earnings, earnings, earnings. Much like real estate, it's about location, location, location. You have a great location, you go to sell it, you should do really well. Same thing when you have a good company, earnings. Now, how do you select stocks? That's not all that easy. Though I do go to Investor's Business Daily, just like a title comes out. To me, it's better than Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal gives you a lot of great ideas as far as, you know, what's happening in the news, you know, getting, you know, interviews and macroeconomics. But as far as specifically, you know, giving you stock recommendations, the Wall Street Journal doesn't do that. But Investor Business Daily does, and they highlight different companies. Remember, this is a starting point. I'm not saying you pick up the paper and you start buying everything they recommend in there. But they do show. They show you a lot about earnings and what industry they're in and how the price momentum is and what's the catalyst now by this company. Have they developed a new product? Do they have a new market to go after? You know, all these things you will read in Investor's Business Daily. So if you're really into picking stocks, I will lead you to Investor's Business Daily. Remember, you know, everything is cyclical. That's why you still want to diversify. You want to maybe use those stop loss orders we spoke about today. We understand that when you look at a company to buy, you should really be looking at their earnings, make sure they have earnings growth. And also, what will be the catalyst? You know, why buy the stock now? What's new for them? Do they have a new product coming out? Do they have a new idea coming out, new service? maybe new market they're going into. Try to find something that's new. Well, God, this time goes by so fast. Sunday flies right by. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.